A win for the government and a win for Australia. This is good news. The media bargaining code has passed Parliament and is now law. This means tech giants will have to cough up cash to pay for Aussie news. They're paying for news content. Should have happened a long time ago. And as I said, it's Facebook lost the plot last week. I'm glad they've come to their senses. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, joins me live on the line. Treasurer, welcome back to Drive.
Good afternoon. Nice to be with you, Jim, and your listeners.
Well, it's great news. I mean, this media bargaining code has now been passed and is now law.
Well, that's right. It's been passed through the Parliament. It's a significant piece of legislation. Australia's helped lead the way here. Just over 3 years ago, when Scott Morrison was Treasurer, he commissioned the ACCC to undertake a broad-based review into the online advertising market and the power of the digital giants, particularly Google and Facebook. And what the ACCC found was that there's a $9 billion a year online advertising market. And for every $100 that is spent, $81 goes to Google and Facebook. And they have an enormous amount of power, as well as the market being very concentrated. And the recommendation from the ACCC was that those digital giants start paying Australian news media businesses who generate original content. And over the last 3 years, we've been in extensive negotiations formulating this code. There's been a lot of back and forth, and it's fair to say Google and Facebook didn't want this code to come into existence, but today it has, and as a result, Australian news media businesses will get paid for content and journalism will be sustained in this country.
When will Australian news pages on Facebook be restored, Treasurer? On Tuesday, we put this to Simon Birmingham, your colleague, the finance minister. He said in coming days. When exactly will it be?
I understand you'll see some changes from tomorrow. That's what Facebook have told us. And obviously, that was a major engineering feat for them to wipe the Facebook platform of Australian news media content. But in doing so, they also took out charities and New South Wales Fire and Rescue and 1-800 Respect and the Bureau of Meteorology. And I think there was understandable outrage across the broader community as to what Facebook did. But since that time, there's been extensive discussions with the company and we've reached a solution and a way forward.
You've spoken to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg several times, especially in the last few days. What kind of guy is he?
Well, those discussions were very respectful. They were very constructive. There were certainly a large number of them, and it's not usual practice for a person running such a large company, I think, to be into the detail of a legislative change, let alone a country like Australia. But that's how important the legislation we introduced is to not just Facebook, but also Google, and to the broader international community. There are many eyes who are on us, and this morning I was talking to my Canadian counterpart, and we discussed this issue, and I know that in the United Kingdom, many politicians have said they want to follow Australia's lead. The Prime Minister raised the issue with his Indian counterpart, Prime Minister Modi, we are now living in this world of a digital revolution, and unless you have this level of regulation in a workable code, then it's going to be very difficult for sustainable public interest journalism.
Was Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, do you think they underestimated the backlash across the board in our country as far as when they pulled the pin?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't think they would have expected such a strong response. That being said, I don't think that was the reason why they finally agreed. I think it was the fact that they wanted to continue to provide their service here in Australia and that we made some technical amendments and some clarifications to the code, which gave them a bit more confidence to move forward. And at the same time, I and Paul Fletcher, the Minister for Communications, have encouraged them, as well as the Australian news media businesses, to enter into commercial agreements. And Channel 7 has recently announced a successful negotiation with Facebook, following on what they announced with Google, and Channel 9, News Limited, The Guardian have also announced successful negotiations with Google. So we've really made significant progress, Jim, in recent weeks. weeks.
Well, yeah, it's good news as far as, and especially the fact that they're now paying for news content to our media outlets. We appreciate, as always, your time this afternoon, Treasurer.
Good to be with you.
Good on you. That's Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.